and just back in the game. So the, you know, topic that I was trying to think about topics for the week, you know, and I was just there's so much anticipation for me around the STP conference that I don't even know. I was like, I don't know how to talk about anything other than that right now. So, and I guess that's where we'll start with today. I wanted to talk how to prepare for a big conference. You know, how do you prepare for something like this? You know, I over the years when we were, you know, running the base shop and promoting RVPs and that kind of thing, and you've got all these teammates, and you go to a lot of big events, right? You go to Fast Start Schools, where I'm at in Chicago area. We don't really have a kind of a cross hierarchy school, if you will, out in this area. So for years, we drove very, you know, really far. We drove for a long time when I was new, when I was young in the business. We drive all the way to North Carolina from Indiana. I mean, we do a 12, 13 hour journey down there, out to Philly sometimes. Then in most recent years, my team would plug in to Detroit, and that'd be about a 4.5 hour run over to there. Well, here's the thing. If you're going to take 4 or 5 plus hours to drive somewhere, you're going to spend nights in the hotel, time away from family. You're going to, you know, book a flight. You're going to book hotels. You're going to do dinners out. You're going to spend money. There's going to be an outlay for that, right? So that you can go to an event, then make sure that that event, like, gives you value, right? Like, make sure that what you get out of it is worthwhile, right? Now, that comes down to two factors. One, were you prepared mentally for it? Like seeking, right? Or two, of course, the quality of the speakers. Well, I can tell you right now that the speakers that are going to be at this event and the keynote side of things is unbelievable. The lineup, I mean, it's unreal. Okay. So, and most of the people we don't know, right? But I know John Ruland's going to be either there in person and or digitally. And he wrote the book Giftology. So, like, here's just a for instance. If you think, okay, John Ruland is going to be there, and you think to yourself, have I read Giftology? Well, if the answer is no, how you prepare for a speaker would be to read his book, right? So, like, that would be one of the big things, right? So, I was thinking, okay, I need to reread Giftology. That was probably a year and a half ago. Something when I read it, I thought, okay, I need to rip through Giftology, re-internalize the concepts so that when he speaks, I'm not hearing them as concepts for the first time or second time. I understand what he's saying. Now I can solidify the deeper meaning to what he's explaining. I'm not just hearing the surface. I'm not feeling like enlightened, like, oh my gosh, yeah. I can hear through the minutia kind of and go deeper into understanding the message, right? So, and it's very hard to do that when you're just getting your butt blown out of the water, right? It's like, you don't really understand cash value, for instance. Let's say the first time somebody explains how, you know, this $50,000 policy works, right? And the first time you hear that, you just go, man, that's bad. Well, can you explain why and how and all that sort of stuff? No, you can't. You were just blown out of the water. I think what happens many times is we get blown out of the water at events, which can create a motivation, but it doesn't create systems. It doesn't create kind of that long, you know, that lasting change. And that's really what we want, right? So I think every single person on here who's going to the Sales Team Pro event, and if you're not, you should probably last minute figure that deal out, right? You want to go. Like, you want to go prepared. You want to get out of it, not motivation, but you want to get out of it the types of things that could change your dang life, right? How you can move forward forever from it, changing habits, right? Changing the way you think on certain things. So I was just thinking about this as a topic. I really hope to kind of share, and for those who can share on this today, I'm going to promote a few people up here that I think would be really helpful in this. Carla, I know you've been to a lot of big events too. I'd love to have you up here as well. And just kind of help to break this down, because it is a thing to prepare. If we prepare for meetings, right? Mm-hmm. If we prepare for a kitchen table to sit down and do a great job to close a sale, right? If we rehearse, I used to rehearse how to close $1,000 app, you know, and I would rehearse that with somebody else inside of the office. If we rehearse and prepare for that, why would we not rehearse and prepare in some fashion for an event that could change your life? So, hey, Scott, I see you're off mute. Good morning. How are you doing? And I just want to see if you got anything good to speak to this.
Yeah, man. Great, brother. Good morning, everyone. Hope everyone's had a fantastic week. You know, as you're kind of setting this up, Josh, I had this thought. You know, time, like money, is either invested or wasted. And so as you think about a conference, the first thing is who's going that you want some FaceTime with, right? You're going to have some people who are all like-minded, who are looking to grow their business, that are having, there's some folks within this community that are having pretty massive success from a growth perspective. And so number one, who do you want to interact with? We've all been siloed, unless you've been to a recent Epic trip, or if you were in the securities leaders trip, we've been siloed. So just getting together first and foremost is going to be fantastic. The other thing is, from a speaker perspective, I mean, I think everyone's going to leave just overwhelmed at the quality of content. Your mind's going to be in a lot of different directions. It's going to be tough to take it all in. I mean, we literally are thinking about how do we space this out from an agenda perspective so it just doesn't blow everyone's mind. We're being respectful of the fact that we probably haven't sat in a room for a whole day and going back to back to back. I know with the Sales Team Pro trainings, it's pretty rapid fire. And so we're thinking about that content. But number one, what's your goal? What do you want to get out of this time together? What is it you're looking to glean? I think about process. We're always, as business owners, trying to refine our process about what we do and how we do it. I think about what skills can we learn? What tactical skills can we maybe pick up from the folks that are there? There's going to be a good, healthy mix of inspiration, motivation, but more importantly, I think in today's times, how we connect intentionally with each other and with our clients is really top of mind. But I find that the best conferencers are the ones that I come in with some goals of what I want to take away. And then when you come out of this conference, what are the one, two, or three things that you want to implement right away? You can't implement nine, but you can take one, two, or three key things from this conference and implement in your business. And here's what I would challenge you with. How can three be better than nine almost? For us, I think five greater than seven. What I mean by that, how do you come out of this and have the last 3 months of the year help you finish strong and execute on what your goals are, what you want to do in your business? I would come out of this with a very clear vision and goal of what I wanted to do between now and year end. And then more importantly, not lose that momentum over the holiday season and have a fast start in the first quarter. So hopefully what you get out of this conference is going to propel you over the next 3 to 6 months for some pretty massive growth, but more importantly, just a level of excitement around, you know, who you're working with and what you're doing. And this is all about how to more deeply serve your clients in a more meaningful way. So that's just my thought around this topic, and all good, bud. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Some really great points. Like, what's your goal? I think if everybody, you know, hopefully you're taking notes today or this morning, you know, how you refine that process for, yeah, I mean, geez, refining your process. That's what Roy talks about like every single week, right? How to optimize. And he said the one of three things to implement, I've always told people, you go to convention, let's say any big event, and say you need to find that, or you need to ask ahead of time the one to three things that you are seeking. So it's like, what are the areas of your business that you know you're really frustrated in, you know, because it you can usually narrow it down. You know, I'm really bad at referrals. Okay. You know, like you narrow down a couple of things and then you will find them when you seek them, right? It's like, you know, I've got to get out of this event these three answers. And what you'll do is you'll either hear it from the stage or you'll end up in the right conversations where you get the answer that you were looking for. So that's actually, I think it was Brian Tracy years ago, I read something. He said the single most proven, like, step-by-step system for success is actually quite simple. He said you think about, let's say it's an income goal. He says, you say to yourself, I want to make $100,000 this year. He says, then you say, okay, that's the goal, to make it $100,000. Then you sit back and you have to write 1 through 21, and you have to, you know, it's like the old saying, 21 questions, okay? You have to then write down 21 ways that you could make $100,000. And they don't necessarily have to be, like, if you have a job, you wouldn't then do it inside of your job. You would say, okay, what could I do? I could start a side business. I could this, that. And what happens in the creative process in your brain is by this brainstorming to come up with these 21 different things, you will end up writing the solution. He says, what happens is it's inevitable that when you force the creative process in your mind, you will end up writing the answer down. Now, it will need, as Scott was saying, refined implementation, etc., but you'll find the answer. And it's because you were looking for it. So I think that's one of the main things. Come into this event thinking about what do you want, and then you're going to find those answers, I promise you. Just by osmosis, you'll get around the right people. You know, that kind of thing. So I want to kick it over to some of the other panelists. So we got some fantastic people on this morning, and I wanted to turn it over. So good morning, whoever speaks up first. Go ahead and let it rip.
Hey, good morning, Josh. It's Carla.
Good morning.
I just want to echo what Scott was saying. When I used to take a group of people up to Detroit also, they knew the first question I was going to ask them. What are you listening for? Because I think it's great to have goals, but and great to have things you want to get out of it, but you've got to train your brain to listen for what you want, because we're bombarded by all this amazing information that it's hard for your brain to filter it. So what are you listening for? I think that's, at least for me, that's always helped me sort through all the great information, because it's all good. But what are those one or two things you're listening for? And then on the drive home, we would always just debrief. What were your takeaways? And what's the one thing that you're going to change? Because as you said, I love what you said about not going to get motivated, but going to have change of behavior, because that's really the only thing that's going to move our business forward, is if we change our behavior. So what's the one behavior you're going to change that's going to move your business forward?
Carla, you're amazing. that was fantastic. Anthony Mercandante, go ahead, buddy. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Yeah, I will tell you, the warning I would give everybody on this, that if you haven't gone to a big event or haven't gone in a while, is this event I can see is going to be like drinking from a fire hose. And that's one of the challenges is, and I think all the people who spoke so far have hit the nail on the head, is really trying to find that one thing and have a goal in the conference of finding that one thing maybe that can transform your business. I read a great book many years ago called The One Thing that was written by the founder of Keller Williams Realty. And that really transformed my business. And I know, again, you can get overwhelmed pretty quickly when you have so much great content, that's an area that I know in my business over the years going to big events that I remember hearing from my teammates is that they would get overwhelmed. And so go into this with the concept and the idea that I'm going to find that maybe one or two things that I really, that resonate with me. and then seek out the people that spoke about those one or two things, if possible, at the event. Ask them questions, kind of get a feel for that. And I know at big events for me, at least this is just me, but it wasn't really the speakers that got to me. It was the conversations before and after during the event. So the one-on-one time, seeking out different people that are where I wanted to be. I really find that that's where I get the value of big events, not so much just the speakers. And so I'm super excited too about this event because being in Primerica as long as I have been, I've always seek events that are substance laden rather than motivation laden. Because I think motivation, you know, wanes pretty quickly, especially on your way home and stuff starts to happen. But substance is something you can take back and implement and actually execute with. So that's what I got for this morning, guys.
Yeah, that's super good, Anthony. Yes, The One Thing by Gary Keller. Unbelievable book, right? And it's so true. He talks about, you know, there's this one thing in your business that we all know we need to do that's actually the most important thing. And then kind of everything else is a side piece to that. And if you could get one major thing from an event that changed your career and that your trajectory, wouldn't that be worth it? I mean, you know, it's amazing to think, you think one thing. And it's like, yeah, if it's one really good thing though, it can change your dang life. So, good morning, John, Dano, anybody that's feeling like popping in. Good morning, Carrots.
Hey, bud. Good morning, everyone. You know, I just wanted to piggyback on what Anthony said. And I remember in the beginning of 2019 going to Grant Cardone's 10X Growth Con. And, you know, that was just a big marketing meeting. And the energy in that place was unbelievable. And it was really a phenomenal conference. But it was... you know, anybody who is in anything could go to that and get marketing ideas. And I have no doubt that the Nashville conference will be, I think it'll be one of the greatest meetings we've had in the company. I think it'll be on par with the 10X Growth Con. But I think what makes it even better is it's geared towards all of us. Like, it's just this one focus with all these amazing speakers who, yes, come from different, you know, avenues and different careers. But it's all laser focused on what we can do with that. And then to piggyback what Anthony said is being, you know, don't get fire hosed, right? Be very clear with all that content, what you're seeking out. And then also I would say, be clear on who you're seeking out. Maybe that had been mentioned before, but I think it's just as equally important. Who are the people in Sales Team Pro that, you know, we show up on Clubhouse, we show up on Tuesdays, and you start to get a feel of who do I want to meet? Who do I want to have conversations with? I can't freaking wait for it. Been already like reaching out to people, you know, talking about Nashville, talking about getting together. So not only be focused on seeking content, but seeking people and make sure you have those connections beforehand so that you can not ambush them when you're there.
Well, I just want to meet my hero, John Puritz. That's it, man.
That's terrible.
I'm going to hunt you down, find you. So, hey, by the way, I am ordering it. You should DM me on here if you want one. You could DM me a size and I'll help you out. I'm making a shirt, John, that says Roy Matlock changed my life, and I'm going to wear it at the event. So, because I think it's really important that that dude knows from many of us how STP has changed kind of our career, or, you know, career lives, you know, that kind of thing. So anyways, yeah, I'm making shirts. Roy Matlock changed my life. Dean Francis and I are going to wear one on one of the days. So anyways, really, really excited about this event. So we can kind of morph a little bit here. I think, you know, a lot of this where, you know, these points are, you know, it starts to kind of blend together. Everybody now knows kind of how to get into the event. And I was a little concerned about that. I thought this might not last for an hour, you know. But I think what I would like to morph into a little bit is maybe in people, if you can raise your hand, if you're one of those people that's like listening, that you did a big event and something impacted you. But more than just like you went to a big event and you were impacted, but you went intentionally looking for something and you found it. You know, you went listening, like Carla said, you were attentive to trying to find something, and then you actually got it. And how then you maybe implemented that into your business would be really fun topic. But if anybody has anything to speak about things to do when going to the conference, there's of course that side. And then we can, you know, if you got any fun stories about when you heard something, you made a decision to win, you know, that kind of thing. That's great too. We can kind of take this anywhere. So Wendy, good morning. Are you golfing on Friday morning?
I am going to golf. Well, not this morning.
No, next Friday. Yeah, on the Friday morning, the conference. I want to. I just don't know if it's going to be feasible with kind of all the conversations that I'm wanting to have and all that kind of stuff. So
it's tough, I know, but I want to golf in Nashville. So
yeah.
So I'm kind of coming from the partnership standpoint. You know, I look back at the last couple of years and, you know, without big events, you know, my husband hasn't really been able to plug in. You know, he's had a pretty big project at Boeing. And so I'm looking forward this to partnership time. And, you know, we've always had a journal that we take my dog wants attention, that's specific for events. And so I'm thinking about that to prepare. I've got to get a journal or a notebook and then, you know, have that time. You know, we're not going to come back until I think we're flying out Sunday night. But just having that time to catch up on partnership. And the other thing, too, it's about the books you read and who you hang out with. So you're right. I mean, it's going to be a great, great time and being able to see everything and just getting that going to events gives you that confidence, especially something like this where we're looking more professional. It's not excitement, although it creates excitement, but it's more that professional confidence. And so everybody can grow their business.
Yeah, Wendy, stay with me here for a minute because I'd love to talk about that. Okay, a couple of things there. First off, the partnership, how have you found over the years, how important is it that like my wife Lauren's coming, you know, Lauren's coming with, she'll be in the meetings. I think that part is vital as well, you know. So why do you think, or how do you think that's helped your husband to understand your career by him being, you know, involved and coming to things?
Well, I think it's, you know, biblical. When you have two hearts, two minds in a partnership that come together, it creates more power and it creates more of an understanding. And, you know, we've been around for years and, you know, I just think it's something that we haven't had for a while, you know, an event where we can go off and it's just business, you know, it's not friends or anything. So I'm just looking forward to it. I think if you bring your partner, if they can plug into anything, you know, everybody's going to have their specific roles. And so then maybe they can get insight on, hey, I can help the business this way, or, you know, support this way, or, you know, meet other people and get other ideas. And so I don't know, I'm going with a, you know, kind of the three things that I want to get out of it and kind of open up our minds and open up our hearts and come to Nashville. I'm excited.
That's awesome. And Kristen, do we know how many people are actually registered kind of between when we got partners and kind of like a total number? So if you know that roughly, Kristen, that'd be great. Because guys, it's going to be a big event, but also understand it's going to be an intimate event. It's not going to be like this. If you've ever been to, I'm trying to think of some examples, like Andy Young's Get Bigger, Go Home in North Carolina. I mean, it's like pandemonium. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. There's 2,000 plus people, you know, it's just, it's madness, right? There's more RVPs there. I mean, it's like this event, we're talking hundreds, okay? And due to that, you're going to have time to actually find Wendy Lucas. You know, like you're somebody that listens every week and you're like, man, Wendy said something one time that really impacted me and I would love to meet her. You know, I would love to meet Mike Horner, this thing. You're actually going to be able to find these people. You know, it's going to be small enough, that kind of thing, that we're going to be able to actually, you know, meet each other, draw from each other, you know, that kind of thing. So anyways, yeah, great, great stuff, Wendy. And we'll see if Kristen has a number for us roughly.
Yeah, I'm looking for this right now. It looks like 266, but I know it'll be more than that because that doesn't count. you know, the Celsium Pro team and Roy and
this. Yeah.
So
300 people, let's call it.
Yeah.
I mean, 300 is like a small church. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's not crazy. Right. So what's going to be amazing is the lineup, guys. This is bewildering. We got an event with 300 people and we've got like authors of New York Times bestseller books coming. Right. We've got guys who we've got Jay Abraham. It looks like, virtually coming in, who is like the preeminent sales trainer, business development guy. I mean, he's in the top five of those kinds of people in the last 20 plus years, right? His business partner, is going to be at the event. The guy who, has linked up with him, with Jay, to sell the timeshare these timeshares and has made millions and millions and millions of dollars doing that. So the lineup is just bonkers, right? It's kind of stupid, for a group for 300. That's unreal. The kind of people that we've got coming to this, and that's all because of Roy having, you know, insane connections and friends. So Jason, I see we pulled you up. Good morning. Did you have a question, Jason?
I was just going to say, the importance about big events, like you were saying. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Well, at the last convention, I made it a point, and it changed my life, and it helped me grow as a person, so that I could start growing in the business with production. And what I did was I didn't focus on, the bigness of it and all the major events itself. I went and interviewed any person that I could interview that was leading from the front, that was doing something that was changing our company and changing the culture of the business. And I interviewed every single one of those people as much as I could. I would meet them in the hallways. I wouldn't sleep. I would get into my room, and Keith Hageman was just like, "Oh, it's Jason coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning." But you know, but seriously, I went and talked to everybody, and it really changed my life, and it helped me, like I said, grow as a person, and really put together a plan to make this my year to actually make something happen. So I don't know if that encourages any of you guys, but talk to anybody that impacts you. Talk to anybody that inspires you to do better in the business. Talk to somebody that does something better than you that you haven't figured out yet. And so that's really what I plan on doing at this event is gathering up at least three things that I could change about myself, at least three things that I can help my team out with and getting better at Sales Team Pro and all the other strategies that we have in Primerica. So that's all I got to say. I want to be quick and be respectful.
That's really good, Jason. Yeah, I appreciate that input. Just interview and asking questions, right? Getting it, like learning from these people. It's fantastic. I haven't heard anything from, I haven't heard anything yet from some of my top line guys, Mike, Aaron, Joe Casella, who is kind of people that talk pretty much every week. So if any of you guys got something to speak to this, that'd be great. Or for the second half, we can start to spin off. We can get ADD and go crazy. What's up, Dano?
Hey, buddy. I think the big thing is, you know, like my first convention was 2007. There was a lot going on. I mean, Sharp got his $5 million ring that year, that kind of thing. But I was, you know, new to the business and literally called in sick all 3 days of conference to my job. And my whole thing was, you know, like you said, go there, you know, with something in mind. I was looking for the gotcha, you know, like, you know, is this really something I need to be doing? Do I need to be screwing around with a 13-year career and going some different path, which was completely a 180. But the thing was, is, you know, again, I went there at, you know, as an SOB, as a student of the business, like, what's the gotcha? What's going to go wrong? But what I found was, you know, the people that were speaking, Joe Ward was one of them, you know, that, you know, you can't date this thing. You just got to marry it. You got to go in. And so I've always kind of attacked the business from there. And so that's where like an event like this, what I think is great is it's not just going to be like a bunch of podium talk. It's actually nuts and bolts, people who've actually done it. So if you're coming there with that right mindset of I may not be where I want to be, but this is where I want to get to. These are the guys that have done it. So like one of the things I'm encouraging a lot of my people is it's like, you know, you may not like how somebody says something or you may not like how somebody, but what you got to listen to is the underlying message. And the underlying message is they're telling you what they did. So if you'll just get your ego out of the way and go do what they said to do, inevitably it works. I mean, so many of us, because, you know, again, we got into Primera because we wanted to run our own business, but we're clueless in how to do it. So if we can look to these mentors, and Josh, hit me up on one of those shirts, because again, being one of the first people to sign up for Sales Team Pro back when it didn't do anything, as Roy and I joke about, it did. It's changed my business. And then where everything is morphed to today is just night and day as far as where our business was and where our business is and where our business is going. So I think it's just coming in there, you know, leave your ego at home and just come in as a student that's just like, tell me, and let's get those discussions going.
Yeah, that's really good. Mark Foresti, good morning. Thank you, Dano. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Josh. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Well, listen, you know, a lot of impactful conversation here this morning. And, you know, this reminds me, this kind of event is identical, only modern day kinds of information. That reminds me of an event I attended in 2002, which was a Jim Rohn, Brian Tracy event in L.A. And for people who haven't really been to an event like this, there is a lot of information. But if you're hungry and looking to chart your career, your course of success, this kind of conference is the same environment of what happened to me after I left that Jim Rohn event. It gives you the tools to allow you to chart your success track. And then how to stay on track. I mean, over the past few months, I've heard different conversations here, and our business is about really relationships. And Sales Team Pro is kind of that new age tool that allows us to reach out, touch people electronically to create that relationship or maintain it. We've had a lot of success with it. You know, the latest one, you know, maybe we'll get a chance to talk about it, you know, on our Tuesday calls. It's going to be really kind of exciting as the month of October rolls out. But the idea is, when I was sitting in these meetings and, you know, as you take notes through the conference, you know, coming up, I wouldn't just write down what the speaker is saying. I'm writing down how I feel what the speaker is saying and how it could impact if I make these subtle little changes. Just little notes in the column, you know, where I need to shore up, how it could affect this. And as I go back, even today, I go back and, you know, this is 2002, so this was, you know, many years ago. I still go back and I look at those notes. And, you know, part of what came out of you know, attending that conference was this concept of, you know, doing the wellness workshops and group seminars in our hierarchy. So it was very impactful. It's going to be exciting. You're not going to want to miss it. And it's about creating relationships with, you know, the people that you meet there. So I've always encouraged people, you know, when somebody sees you at the convention, you know, and they ask you to sign the book or give them some advice, you know, I always would tell people, hey, look, go meet three new people. Go find three new people and develop a relationship with them. And in this case, make three new friends. Develop three new relationships that could help you better position your team or your family in what we do. And so I'm just excited. I also want to sign up for one of those shirts as well, because Roy's made an impactful impact in my conversations with him, and enjoy the rest of the day as I flew into New Jersey here to attend one of Jim Coker's events.
Hey, that's where Aaron Fisher's headed. He just texted me. Same thing, Mark. So you guys have a great event. That will be a great event, no doubt about that. So,
morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hey, so I was just kind of hanging back a little bit because I wanted to give everybody else a shot to really talk about this because there's.
Well, you probably wanted to, you probably wanted to take a break after last week when I just like threw you in, right?
I was afraid to unmute this week.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You had a little, you had like a little PTSD.
But no, so everyone has really touched on the big points, I believe. So if you're, if you guys have never been to a big event, never plugged any into anything like this, I think it's important to remember that you got to go in looking for specific answers. Okay, so whenever, and it's been put on, it's been talked about already, but let me put it this way. Whenever I used to be a teacher, and I'd always hang a sign in my classroom that, you know, there are stupid questions. Let's face it, there are stupid questions. But if you're looking for answers, you need to know what answer you're looking for. So specific questions are going to get you specific answers. Okay, that was always the sign I hung. Specific questions always get you specific answers. So when you're going into an event like this, you have to be self-aware enough to know where you need to grow in your business, mindset-wise, marketing-wise, whatever it is, you need to be very self-aware. So you need to spend some time, and I'm not talking about 5 minutes or, you know, the ride to Nashville. I'm talking about spending a few hours, a few days a week until the event, really digesting what do you need to go to that next level and start looking for those specific things. Because I had always heard, you know, you grow from event to event, just push attendance and everything else takes care of it, takes care of itself, push attendance, push attendance. And I did that for a long time and I would have, you know, 40, 50, 60 people at a big event. But then I realized, like, I wasn't growing anymore. I had heard everything that was there. I had heard it about 15 times already. So I wasn't going in really looking for anything. Okay, so then I really plateaued in my business for a couple of years. But then when I started really figuring out, all right, well, I have to take care of me first before I can take care of my team. So I have to go in and look for specific areas of growth for myself. You know, what we just got back from a trip a couple of weeks ago when I was on a plane. And, you know, I boarded the plane and they're going through the masks on the plane. And what do they always tell you? Put your own mask on first before you worry about your neighbors or your kids or whoever's. Put your own mask on first. And in this business, you have to take care of your own personal development first before you can ever take care or, you know, support or help develop other people on your team. Okay, so when you're going into this event, you have to go not just pushing people into this one. Don't do that to this event. This event has to be different. You have to treat this one different than any other one you've ever been to, because it probably will be. So go in with specific goals, specific areas where you know you need to grow, and then go corner some of these speakers. If they don't say it on stage, go ask them individually. I bet they'll have an answer. Okay, so that's Josh, my two cents is there, so I'll kick it back to you, man.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. That's pretty good. How many times did we go to big events and you just kind of went, you know, and it's like, I'm here, you know, I'm here because my team needs this or whatever, you know, that kind of thing. I'll tell you, I was, as Mike was talking, it's been a long time since I've done this, but if you don't really understand how Clubhouse works, okay, people go live on here, right? I go live on Wednesdays a lot of times. I haven't the last 2 weeks, but I go live on most Wednesdays. And I run almost like a podcast and I record it for a podcast where we talk finances and money and that kind of thing. You know, people who are on here go live and or get into other rooms. Okay. So that's one of the things I get into rooms with financial advisors. I get drawn into a lot of conversations about, you know, other investments and things like that. Well, I was looking down through the followed by the speakers and others in the room. Okay. So the audience. Okay. And I was looking at some of y'all's profiles. Okay. So a couple of things. First off, I looked and I was like, these people ain't following me. Okay. First off, you got to follow the speakers. Okay. Like one thing I learned early on when I got into Clubhouse was you just, if somebody's speaking and they say anything of value, you want to follow them. Like you want to make sure to go up, hit their little head and follow them. Okay. You need to follow. I just decreased who I follow by like a bunch, but for a while, the amount of people I was following versus how many people were following me was like 10x or something. It was way more. I followed every single speaker. I'd get onto a thing like this. I'd see there's 9 speakers up right now. I'd follow every single one of them. And then if my phone would ping during the day and I knew that was one of the people who was in PFS, I would just pop into what they were into and listen in on them. So like if you're not following myself, if you're not following Joe Casella, John Piritz, Mike Horner, you know, these people, it's like, you're crazy. It's like these people know how to make $100,000+ a year in their own business. you got people like, I who knows what, like somebody like Mercandante's best month has been. A Joe Casella is so professional that guy's company is without a doubt right there, right in the blue suit on top. Joe Casella, without a doubt, is going to make $1 million a year in this business residually, okay? He'll make that just from his clients, okay? Let alone, you know, from a team, okay? To not follow people like that, it's totally insane. I say that as, like, when you're somebody who's listening, if you don't, it's nuts. I don't understand it. And then I hear people then will DM me on Instagram. So like you'll go to my little head and you tap my profile and you'll see I got a profile. Okay. And everybody should have a profile. You want to make up your own little profile. Okay. It's really important to do, you know, so I've got this profile and then you'll scroll down and you'll see that I'm on Instagram and then people will go to Instagram. And what I've noticed is people have DM me on Instagram, but they don't follow me. Well, that's crazy because why would you not follow the person that you want to DM? Because if you direct message somebody on Instagram and you don't follow them, what it does is it automatically puts your DM into a different mailbox called a request. It's like, this person's requesting to talk to me. Well, you know what else goes in the requests? All the scams that are trying to get me to do affiliate marketing with them and all kinds of bull crap, right? So you got to follow somebody first. After you follow them, then you DM them. And then what it's going to do is it's going to put that request in their normal mailbox. And now it takes it out of spam, if you will, okay? Puts it into the normal inbox. Well, if I see somebody write me, and it's like, they don't follow me on Instagram. They don't follow me on Clubhouse. It's like, I don't know who you are. You're probably just some scammer, right? Now, you could still be some scammer if you were following me, but at least you gave me a follow, right? And so I know it's kind of a funny thing, but I'm telling you that following people is currency in 2021, okay? This is a form of currency, and it's a form of like letting people, like almost like giving props, you know? It's like if Dano said something unbelievable, you know, he did say something unbelievable, and then you don't follow him. It's just another way of saying like, it, you know, you didn't say anything, you know, worth me. I didn't learn anything from you, you know? So I just say all that because that's how you grow. How you grow is by helping other people grow. When you follow people on here, all of a sudden they follow you back and all of a sudden you move from the bottom. Others in the room, you know, and also you can move up into the followed by the speakers, you know, and you start to move up and then you've got a greater chance of getting pulled up on a day because you're somebody that we know can speak some value to the conversation, right? So I just say all that because if you want to grow your business, networking in business is the most important thing. And that's a form of networking that we're doing here and using that kind of currency. So, Daryl, hey, excited to bring you up this morning and hopefully answer some cool question, or you got some input for us this morning. So you there? Let me see if I can take you off mute here, Daryl, or if I can hear you. He's not off mute. I don't know. We'll see if we can get Daryl off mute. Anyways, and anybody kind of got something to speak to? I might have come across a little preachy, but I was just thinking about how many people listen and how many few people really like follow and stuff, which means you're not really probably listening. Right. So I don't know if anybody's kind of got something to speak to that. All I know is for me, when I hear somebody say something great, you know, I follow them, and then I usually follow them on Instagram, and then I'll DM them and tell them, hey, I was in a clubhouse room with you today. You said something about this, you know, I'll tell them what they said so that they know that that point was an important point and it impacted somebody, hoping that then they think to themselves, I should talk about that again sometime on another call. So, Daryl, you got off mute. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say two quick things. And first, and a great thank you for all those that have spoke to going with an intention to listen. And one of the little tactical things that I found practical when I listen to anything, including this broadcast, is I have about 2/3 of the left of the page is where I'm taking notes. And then on the right third of the page is what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I need to act on. Because sometimes it's not something the speaker says, but it's something the speaker triggers that I need to act on. And then second, but not least, is I just wanted to say I've really been bathing this training under prayer. I've really been praying for this meeting, this gathering of leaders. And I remember back in the early 90s when my wife and I had won a trip to a company trip. And there were the top 300 were going to Hawaii, and the second 300 were going to Boca Raton, and I was number 301. And they told me, man, you're going to get so much podium time. You're going to be able to really speak of what the Lord has done in your life and how you got there. And then all of a sudden, about a few weeks before the trip, I got a call from the home office, said, someone can't go to Hawaii. Would you like to go rather than Boca Raton? So I met with my upline, Doug Hartman and Don Steep and Glenn Plate and the different people I was working with. And they all said, well, Daryl, you're going to be nothing if you go to Hawaii. You're not going to get any podium time, but you're going to be with the top 300. You're going to be with the cream of the crop. And I went on, this was the first company trip of Primerica, the new Primerica that Citibank had taken over. And Sandy Weill, you know, was the leader of that company. And I come from a Jewish background, but I'm a completed Jew. I'm a Christian. And I got there and found out for the first time in the company history, there was a weekend trip where there was no optional Christian worship service that people could attend. So I went to our president at that time and asked him why there wasn't one. And he put his finger in my chest. He said, do you feel strong there should be one? And I said, yes. And he said, then lead it. And I remember being able to lead that worship time in Hawaii. And then I knew that even though it wasn't my voice to be heard from any podium accolades, that there were a number of people, including our president at that time, who stood when I was speaking with the 450 out of 600 that went on the trip, to realize that doing all this alone is just short term. It's temporal. But when you do it and you've surrendered your life to Christ, what an impact that you can have beyond our life, beyond our legacy on earth. It could be eternal. And so I just want to share, write the things down that God tells you to do. That was one of the things that God told me to expect and pray for before I went on the trip, but I didn't know what it would look like. And then I got there and it turned into an alternate worship service that 450 people showed up for on a Sunday morning. And so I think this trip can do exceedingly abundantly what any of us could ask or think or pray for. So going with great expectations to an event like this is just amazing.
I'm sure the other panelists are freaking out right now. Daryl, you came up here and blew it up. That was fantastic. Wow. I don't even know how to unpack that. Just that your story from the 300 to the 301, your opportunity there, and then how you turn, how, you know, the Lord used you in that, on that event. It's just, yeah, that's fantastic. What a great story. And just goes to show that, you know, it's like he puts us in the places and in front of the right people that we can have impact on if we then have the courage, right? Because I'm sure it took a little courage from you that morning to say, you know, I'm gonna do this, you know, I'm gonna step up to the role and, you know, and lead this. And when we have the courage, you know, he can use us. So that's fantastic. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, I will add it took more courage than I thought I'd ever need. And I was up all night preparing. My wife went to bed. This was early 90s. I had no iPad, no laptop. I just had a yellow pad and my Bible, and I'm up in my room thinking, what am I going to say? And, you know, what would I, could I be too strong and it be offensive? And they go, that's the last time we're doing that under this new company, Primerica, or what do I do? And I was up all night, and finally at 5 a.m, I went down to the lobby, not to disturb my wife, and I called back to California where I lived at the time, and to call one of my regional leaders just to pray for me. And him and his wife were watching our three kids, and my daughter was 10 at the time. This was 1991. And sure enough, I call the Pappas residence, and this little girl, my daughter, answers the phone, and she says, Pappas residence, Christy speaking. I was speechless. I said, Christy, I didn't expect you to answer the phone. And she said, well, Daddy, what's wrong? And I said, why do you say that? She says, I could hear it in your voice. So I told her what I had the opportunity to do just in a few short hours. And she said, well, Dad, can I ask you a question? I said, sure. She says, Daddy, have you prayed about it? And I said, well, sort of. And she said, Daddy, you always tell me when I say that, like, go clean your room. And then when you check on me, did you clean your room? And I say, sort of. You tell me there's no sort of. And I'm not trying to embarrass you, Daddy, but there's no sort of. You either did or you didn't, but it's okay because we can pray right now. Let me pray for you. And she prayed for me over the phone. And that 10-year-old little girl prayed for me. And she, at the end, she said, Dad, I know what you're going to say. And I said, honey, that would be relieving. Tell me what that is. And she says, you're going to share your story of what God has done for you. And you're going to share some verses about it, but you're not going to be ashamed of the gospel. She said, you just share it. Share what he's done for you and then give people an opportunity to just respond, because you told me you're speaking to leaders. You told me you're speaking to the cream of the crop. Just do it. And I was like, okay, that's it. So, you know, counsel with your family before you go. Pray with your family before you go. Ask the Lord, what do you want out of this? What can I do to impact so many families that I can come away with?
Man, what a powerful powerful follow up, Daryl. Make sure to find me on the trip. I can't wait to meet you in person, and hopefully have time to share a meal or something. Fantastic! That is so good. And yeah, so pray with your family. I mean, guys, I'm telling you, the whole point of why we did today's call and why I was thinking about this as a topic was I didn't want people to go to this event just as I haven't been to a big event in a long time. Let me go to a big event. Let me plug into something. And, you know, I'm a part of Sales Team Pro, so it'd be good to go. You know, it's like, I didn't want that. You know, it's like, this event can change your life. I mean, I absolutely wholeheartedly believe that. And then when you hear things like Daryl's story, you start to think about, like, wow, yeah, look at that event, right, that he went to, and clearly the long lasting effect, and even the what happened between him and his own daughter due to that event. So John Peartz, I feel like you probably have something to speak to this. I'm feeling like, after hearing Daryl's story, that you've probably got something that you might be able to share out of that. Before we close out,
God, I was just listening to that story going, good luck following that.
And yeah, right. You're right. And I'm going to make you follow it.
You know, the whole thing, the thing I was thinking about listening to that was there's just no accidents. You know, I mean, every single, if you're on here and you're listening, you're here for a reason. And I also would like to share that I'm Jewish by heritage and a believer, and it gives you a very unique perspective. But, you know, God is really in it all, and not to get preachy, but I think what happens is I love, you know, pray about what you want and listen and journal. And the only thing, and we could do a whole other clubhouse on this, but I think when we all, a success tip is getting quiet, taking out a journal, praying and listening, and then writing down. Like, I think it's, and I literally made a note for me that, you know, just sitting down and saying, okay, God, what do you want for me from this event? And this past weekend, Josh, you know, I was up at Band of Brothers in Colorado, and I had no idea what I was going to get from that event, you know, because in prior times I would go and I knew what I was wrestling with or what I needed answers on. And this one, I'm like, man, it's wide open. But I said, you know, whatever you will have for me, make that abundantly known. And my gosh, the things that I got from that event coming home, I had a conversation with our daughter, who's 22, that I don't think I ever would have had. It was really, really powerful and gave me a ton of peace. And I think let her know where we stand. So just, you know, to sum all this up, right, preparing for this conference, I mean, the amount of the wealth of nuggets that were just dropped in the past hour was absolutely incredible. I hope everyone, you know, writes it down, you know, and has that plan. But, you know, at the end, stop, pray, listen, go, and expect to get that answer and come back and just radically shift. I love what was just said, and that is, how many lives can each of us, everybody on here, affect by going to this event and coming home and just doing what we do best, which is, you know, everything that we do in our business. My gosh, it's the impact that can come from this group of people, and we are blessed in what we do. That impact from this group of people, I think, will be off the chart.
Yeah, well, thank you, John. Fantastic kind of input. To kind of close this out, guys, this that's it. Expectations. Walk in with an expectation and figure out what you want out of the event. I mean, I know it's still a couple weeks away, but I wanted to do this early enough that you had time to do exactly what we've been talking about. And I think Mike had said, you know, like really getting away. It really reminds me of the story of Mike Sharp in his book that Primerica had done, I think, called The Sharp Focus was what it was called. And I remember in it, he expressed how before he was in A.L. Williams, he, you know, he like went to the desert, you know, which California is a desert, you know, I always love, you know, at least Southern California is. And he like went to the desert and spent like 3 days away, you know, like in some janky little hotel to just pray and focus. And, you know, he was seeking three things, right? And if I recall correctly, they were to find the woman, the woman of God's choosing for him, to become like a financially independent person, financially free, but that he would never change in that, that it wouldn't change who he was when he got money. And I believe the third was to have like three people pray for him or something. And you guys forgive me if these 3 points are correct. I read the book like 10 years ago, but I think those are the 3 points. And he came home from this like fervent away, kind of fasting from the world, and came home to meet a guy for lunch, some guy that he was supposed to do lunch with. And his daughter was Marla, who is now his wife and has been forever. So he met his wife like the moment he came back from the desert. He went to church. Some lady said, me and these other sisters feel compelled to be praying for you regularly. And then he was introduced to A.L. Williams shortly thereafter, became financially independent. And if you've ever met Mike, he's just such a humble, really, really cool guy. So walk in with expectation, pray for something that you want, start to fight for that now, put yourself into a quiet space so that you can figure out what inside your heart you really want. So pray everybody has a great week, weekend. Let's make something happen. We'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks a lot.